this is your Polycast for Monday, April 20th. It's your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, State House Republicans offer a lean budget, and Norm Coleman is trying to defend traditional Republicans. State House Republicans are releasing their plans today for a tax cut. Their $2 billion plan includes income tax credits and business breaks, also features a big property tax cut for farmers. For businesses, it would phase out a state property tax over 6 years, starting with sizable tax exemptions in year one. The bill also freezes the cigarette tax by repealing an annual inflation clause. We'll have much more on the House Republican plan here tomorrow. Meanwhile, House Republicans have spent the past week working on the spending side of their two-year budget plan. It reduces spending in a number of areas. Critics call it mean-spirited because the state has a nearly $2 billion budget surplus. But as Tom Scheck reports, Republicans are making a political bet that tax cuts will be more popular than spending increases.
When the state budget forecast was released in February, the collective wisdom around the Capitol was that the spending cuts that were common over the last decade or so would end for at least a year. But even though the forecast projected a surplus of nearly $2 billion, House Republicans are still pushing for cuts. The biggest target is health and human services programs, which are facing a cut of more than $1
billion. It is the taxpayers' money, and where we think money needs to be spent, we're spending it.
Republican Representative Jim Knobloch of St. Cloud chairs the House Ways and Means Committee. He's the chief architect of the Republican budget plan. And he says the top priority is cutting taxes by $2 billion.
We thought that the big tax increases the Democrats passed the last couple of years were excessive, that we didn't need $2 billion of extra revenue, and now, fancy this, we got a $2 billion surplus, and so we're saying we didn't need all that revenue, and so we should be cutting taxes to return that revenue to Minnesota taxpayers.
The push to cut taxes with the surplus rather than spend it is putting many committee chairs and politically vulnerable House Republican members in a difficult position. Take Higher Education Committee Chair Bud Nornes. His budget bill doesn't give any new state money to the University of Minnesota.
A lot of us are really excited about what we're doing, but as a former chair who has in the past always had negative targets, to me that's pretty good.
By contrast, DFL Governor Mark Dayton has proposed using part of the surplus to increase spending for both the U of M and the Minnesota Colleges and Universities system to continue tuition freezes for another 2 years. The House plan assumes the U of M and four-year Minscu schools will raise tuition. House Republican committee chairs overseeing state government and the environment are also making cuts. Funding for K-12 schools and early childhood education would see less than a 1% increase under the House plan. Governor Dayton's budget would increase school funding by more than 4% over the biennium, which includes making state-funded preschool available for every four-year-old in Minnesota. Republican Representative Tony Cornish of Vernon Center said the Republican strategy is to go low on all areas of government spending to set a tone for budget negotiations with Dayton and Senate Democrats. Cornish chairs the House Public Safety and Crime Prevention Committee.
It's folly to think that you're going to keep your target right at what you want. So I expect it to go up. It just would be our job to keep that target as low as possible, because that's our whole emphasis on the session, is spend as little amount of money and satisfy the most amount of people.
But the GOP plan is creating the equivalent of a budget crisis for several groups who rely on state funding. And Democrats say the budget cuts are unnecessary when the state has a surplus. House Minority Leader Paul Thiessen added that even some of the cuts Republicans are proposing rely on payment delays and other moves that seek to cushion the political impact of what they're doing.
In a time of surplus, they're resorting to the same old deficit tricks that they did in 2011 and 2012 that led to the state government shutdown, and there's no need to do it. We should be honestly budgeting like we did for the last 2 years. The Republicans just can't seem to do that.
Governor Dayton has also blasted many portions of the Republican budget. He says he won't even start negotiating until Republicans get more serious about their spending. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News.
The American Action Network is a group that has a record of running political ads against Democrats during the campaign season. The group was founded by former Republican Senator Norm Coleman after his defeat in 2008 by Democrat Al Franken. Now the American Action Network is launching a new initiative to defend Republicans against criticism from the party's right flank. Brett Neely has the story.
The American Action Network's ads are generally attack ads against Democrats, which makes this latest ad campaign a bit surprising. The group's new ads on TV, radio, mail, and online praise 76 sitting Republican members of Congress, often from safe districts, for their recent votes for budget Medicare bills.
Recognize these two? You should. I'll give you a hint. They voted for the House Republican balanced budget plan.
When asked about the purpose of the ads, Norm Coleman says Republicans need to stop thinking and acting like a pure opposition party.
Our vision is to create and sustain a governing conservative majority.
Coleman, now also a lobbyist in Washington with clients that include Airbus and Saudi Arabia, used variations of that phrase, governing conservative majority, dozens of times during a 15-minute interview. Carleton College political science professor Stephen Scheer says the American Action Network is stepping in to support House Speaker John Boehner at a time when other outside groups on the Republican side are pushing members to vote against many of the GOP leadership's bills.
What they're trying to do is counterbalance that with positive and negative messages that will, they hope, move the Republican Party towards competent mainstream governance as they define it.
The American Action Network has spent more than $3 million on ads since January, all aimed at Republicans. By comparison, the group spent $11 million during the 2014 elections. Its beneficiaries have included Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer, who's taken flack from his Tea Party supporters for some of his votes. Some of the money has also been spent on tough ads directed at fellow Republicans who are in favor of shutting down the Department of Homeland Security over President Obama's executive actions on immigration.
But some in Washington are willing to put our security at risk by jeopardizing critical security funding. That's the wrong message to send to our enemies.
Scheer says the message should be loud and clear to House Republicans.
Their negative ads that target the most conservative members are telling those members that they are being watched by people with political resources who can make life difficult for them.
Coleman says one of the American Action Network's goals is to prevent another government shutdown that would harm the GOP's standing with voters ahead of next year's presidential elections.
Shutting down the government is not a good thing. It's not a good thing for conservatives. We take the blame for that.
And he insists the ads have nothing to do with conservative outside groups, such as the Club for Growth and Heritage Action.
We're not looking to pick fights with anybody.
Those groups don't necessarily see things the same way. Dan Holler is a spokesman for Heritage Action, an arm of the Conservative Heritage Foundation. He says Coleman's group is clearly stepping into the factional fight that's been underway within the GOP for years.
It looks like they're trying to bloody up conservatives for a potential primary challenge.
Holler questions the American Action Network's conservative credentials. Coleman's group isn't required to disclose its donors, but IRS records show donations from trade associations representing the oil and pharmaceutical industries. Holler says the group is merely an arm of big business interests looking to curry favor with Republican leaders rather than an expression of what GOP voters want.
I think it's a losing effort. It's not where the base of the party is. It's not where the power of the party comes from. It's not where the enthusiasm of the party comes from. But they're going to try. I think ultimately they're going to lose.
Coleman rejects that criticism and says the House Republicans the American Action Network supports are committed to a conservative but pragmatic approach to governing that voters should know about.
We think that people deserve a pat on the back for that, and so we're in a position to do it, and that's what we're doing.
Coleman says Republicans have to move beyond their image as the party of no, and that's what his group is trying to promote to voters. Brett Neely, Minnesota Public Radio News, Washington.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.